News has come out that an ISKCON brahmachari monk, 25 years old, in Bangladesh, is among one of several murdered in just the last few days in the name of religion. Much bigger news on the international scene is that a British MP, while addressing his constituents in a church, was murdered by a member of the same religion who killed our ISKCON devotee. What's going on? This religion? Atheists will say, just see, religion causes so much violence. But it's not religion per se that causes violence. What is it? It's a lack of love. Real religion means there should be a profusion of love. Where there's such hatred, just killing people you don't know, people who never did any harm to you, in the name of religion, they think God's going to be pleased? What kind of religion is that? Religion in which there is more love, we can understand that is closer to the ideal. The religious leaders of the world should come together. I'm not the first one to say it by any means, but it's a crisis all over the world. There's the ecological crisis, environmental crisis. That's one. There are so many crises. Terrorism is another crisis. Killing in the name of religion, closely related. What's going on? What's wrong? There's a great lack of love in the world. What is needed is religion, to put God in the center, understanding that He is the one to whom we all have to offer our love and love all living beings as parts of God, not equal, but parts of Him. This is the central teaching of the Krishna consciousness movement and of any actual religion. So let this be discussed. What is wrong with the world? The terrorism problem, murder problem, political tensions. There's a lack of love. Because we are living in this world, trying to enjoy it, thinking it's a place for me to enjoy, and maybe paying some lip service to God. Therefore, the exploitive spirit, which ratchets up more and more until it comes to the stage of just cruel hatred and heartless slaughter, that becomes normal and commonplace. Actually, this cruel, heartless slaughter is going on not just among humans, but among so-called civilized people, slaughtering millions of animals. Unnecessarily, we may say, in certain circumstances, animals may need to be killed for food. Actually, not much circumstances, but it may be. But as an industry to torture and kill animals, then that, and in the name of religion also, we'll only eat meat that is killed religious, animals that have been killed religiously. We'll only. Religion's based on harm to others. That can never satisfy God. We have to offer our love to God, understanding that every living being is part and parcel of He. As Lord Jesus Christ said, it's called the Golden Rule. Not that He invented it, but do unto thy neighbor as you would have him do unto thyself. In Bhagavad Gita also, Krishna gives the same idea that we should see. We suffer, others suffer, so why should we cause suffering to others? It's painful to see so much hatred in the world. We can eradicate that by understanding, propagating that human life is meant for cultivating love of God. And there's a practical process for doing that. The practical process is chanting the holy names of God. That is recommended in all religious processes. In the Krishna consciousness movement, we chant the names Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We encourage all actually religious people to chant the names of God as enjoined in your scripture and give up this mentality of inflicting violence on others, whether it's humans or animals. Such a horrible thing that an innocent young boy is doing no harm to anyone is just killed. But then there's innocent animals doing no harm to anyone, just killed. So let us stop this killing society and bring killing civilization and bring in the loving civilization. Offer our love to God. We have to know who He is, how we can love Him. We should learn these things. So many things are taught in the schools, but who is God and how to love Him? The actual purpose of human life is not taught at all and is even banned from being taught, or maybe just taught in some places like in Britain. They teach it in a theoretical way in comparative religion. It's the real necessity of human life. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.